are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by May Adam and the Peer VA Clinic. And joining me this morning, we've got Shane Cramie in studio. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here as always.
Hey, great to be back.
And believe it or not, 5 days from now.
5 days from now. Yeah, we had a busy weekend last weekend. We had the racetrack prepped up and ready, and now we're going to roll right into Fort Pierre Horse Racing. We'll get the fairgrounds cleaned up and ready to go again.
Yes, looking forward to some great horse racing. You've got a number of entrants, I'm sure, already set to go.
We will take entries on Tuesday and Wednesday, but yeah, absolutely visiting with horsemen and jockeys and riders and just all involved and trying to get everyone on the same page and so we can have a smooth and successful event.
Yeah, and the great thing is for those that come out and watch, of course, they're going to see some great horse racing, but you've got a lot of giveaways going on in between races,
too. Oh, absolutely. We do. Like you say, we're going to have some great horses, over $100,000 in purses and incentives over these races, and that'll bring some good horses to town, some good riders. Yeah, in between races, we have over, as I count them now, over $3,000 in gift card sponsorships, and those will be given away in between races. And if you purchase a losing pari-mutuel ticket, you just write your name on the back of it, put it in the gift card drawing box, and hopefully your name will get drawn out and you can get some of those great gift cards from these local sponsors.
Yeah, that's a great thing. And you've got something fun for the kids, too.
We do. We've got some inflatable kid stick horse races. And for every kid that participates in that, they will get a $10 VBA coupon to our concession stands. And that is by the Tri-State Livestock is sponsoring that event as well.
Very nice. And what I love is you make this really affordable for families to come on out and enjoy all the races.
We sure do. We keep that admission at $5 and 16 and under free. Going to try to keep our concession prices low as well and make it a family event. Say that the gates will be open 11:30. Come in, have some lunch, get your refreshments, get your program, get situated, visit with people, and then just enjoy that fairgrounds atmosphere and enjoy company of good people, good weather, good horses, and just a great time all around.
Absolutely. And both Saturday and Sunday, folks can come out if they want both days. They want one day, whatever fits into their schedule, but it's just going to be a good time.
I would encourage both days, but absolutely. If you can only make it one day, that's fine. Say just come on over. You don't have to bet. Pari-mutuel wagering is available if you'd like to, and if you've never done that before, don't let it intimidate you. Just step up, and the people at the tellers at the pari-mutuel windows are just more than happy to help out, and you can get involved that way, and you don't have to bet. You can just stand back and watch and set up in the grandstands and enjoy your drinks and watch the great horses.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, having some fun watching horse races. Whatever you choose to do, that's totally up to you. Just come on out and enjoy all the fun at the Stanley County Fairgrounds.
Absolutely. We have a lot of great sponsors that help put this event on, so I encourage you to look at that sponsorship flyer that we put out. And when these events come to town, please partake in them because we go through a lot of work to try to provide some entertainment for the community and for the entire state. So, yeah, come on and help us out.
Yeah, it's a lot of hard work to get everything together, but well worth it.
Absolutely it is. Every minute's worth it.
And it's just going to be a lot of fun. Post time again?
Post time will be at 1 o'clock Central both days. And say we'll have 6 to 7 races each day. And so we'll have plenty of time in between races. Going to have some great music. Casey Hughes is going to be our new disc jockey, if you will. And he'll be playing some tunes for us. So that should be interesting as well.
Very nice. Great having Casey part of all the festivities there.
Well, absolutely. He's one of my board members. And so, yeah, he's great help.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for stopping in. Anything you want to add about this weekend?
Just come on out and enjoy the great weather, the great people, the great horses, and I look forward to seeing everybody. If I run by and didn't see you, grab me by the arm and say hey.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you for stopping in, Shane, and for helping to get this all rolling, and look forward to another great weekend of races.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great speaking with you this morning.
All right. There's Shane Cramie joining us. Don't miss the races this weekend, Stanley County Fairgrounds. It's going to be a wonderful time for the entire family, so go on out. And there is your Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at May Adam and the Peer VA Clinic.